there in Menai Bridge. I'm sure it's not like that all the time.
No, it won't be. And you recently back from... Is it part of Spain where you went on your holidays?
I went to Lanzarote.
Is it part of Spain?
Yeah.
It is. Is it hard to work out what time people do things? It's quite a change. We've got a Spanish city, I've found. Dinner, sometimes not taken until 10:30, 11 o'clock at night.
It's quite civilised, isn't it?
Yeah, tea and cake at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, after a snooze, after a siesta. But the Prime Minister in Spain, Mariano Rajoy, wants to scrap the country's afternoon break. I know. Matthew Bennett's editor of the Spain Report and is based in the Spanish city of Murcia. Good morning, Matthew.
Hello, Ollie. Good morning.
I can't see this going down very well.
No, it wouldn't go down very well.
No. What's the average day for a working Spaniard now, then? How does it work?
It depends, Ollie. If you're in a big city, it's pretty much like other European cities. So Madrid and Barcelona, they've been working European time, if you like, European working hours for years now, over a decade. Outside of Madrid and Barcelona, in the provincial capitals, which are still pretty big cities, and in towns and villages across the country, they still do traditional time. So shops still shut from 2 to 5.
Yeah, long lunch. Start work early, long lunch, bit of a snooze, and back to work at from 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's right, till about 8 or 9, depending on later. Sometimes if they work a lot, long hours sometimes. Difficult to know if snoozing actually goes on in the long lunch. Not many studies on this.
And that's an interesting point. But that's not Mariano Rajoy's problem with this, is it?
What is his problem? He was going to kill the siesta. I mean, the global media, everybody's sort of taking this, like, oh my God, he wants to get rid of this massive Spanish cultural institution. But that's not actually what he said. He was doing a sort of more general speech about, just a typical political speech about work-life balance, basically, announcing all sorts of things like better hours for women and more time off.
Well, the thing is, Matthew, we all think here that you've got it right, you know, with the way that you have time to spend time with your families and do things.
I think it'd be more difficult than people think if he or anybody else actually tried to change it.
Okay, Matthew, thank you very much. Matthew
Bennett,
editor of the Spain Report. Relax, everyone. Not the end of the siesta.